Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, August 15th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal. After dipping early in the day, U.S. stocks finished higher to extend their recent winning streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 151 points, or nearly half a percent, to close at 33,912. The S&P 500 was up 17 points, or 0.4%, and the NASDAQ finished up nearly 81 points, or 0.6%. Meanwhile, commodities fell on worries about economic growth slowing down in China. New data out today showed Chinese economic activity slowed across the board in July. Factory output, investment, consumer spending, youth hiring, and real estate all stumbled. Crude oil prices fell 3.1% to $95.10 a barrel. Copper dropped as well, falling 1.3% to about $3.63 a pound. China consumes more than 15% of the world's oil and over half of refined copper globally. Among individual stocks, Disney shares rose 2.2% after activist investor Dan Loeb's third point said it bought a new stake in the company and called on Disney to buy the rest of streaming giant Hulu from Comcast and consider spinning off ESPN. Shares of Comcast rose 1.4%. Nexstar Media Group, the nation's biggest owner of local TV stations, lost 1.3% after it said it agreed to buy majority control of the CW network. Shares of Starbucks rose about 1% after the coffee Goliath sent a letter to the National Labor Relations Board claiming that federal officials improperly supported union votes at its stores this year and asked the board to suspend all mail-in ballot union elections until its allegations are investigated. And Moderna shares rose more than 3.25% on news the UK approved its COVID-19 booster shot aimed at Omicron. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.